Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Goodish Girls. I'm Madison.
I'm Dallas.
I'm Cass.
And we have a little baby Luca. And today we're diving into another episode of the Goodish Book Club. These episodes are a little more laid back than our usual deep dives as we discuss characters, location, open discussions, and of course, theories and lore. For this episode, we will be covering Dire Bound by Sable Sorensen, and this will be part one of a two-part series. And today, we will specifically be covering chapters 1 through 29, spoiler-free. So let's get into it.
Actually, before we do, I need to show you guys that I am a drink goblin today. So I have my water,
right,
so I can stay hydrated.
Good.
And I have my yay beer. But then my sister got me this, and I've never used it until today. But I was like, I would like a little baby Diet Coke. But oh no, it's going to get warm. No, it won't. Not in its little jacket.
I like that it specifically has sleeves.
In the little pocket. Diet Coke, sponsor me. Specifically the baby Diet Coke.
I feel like I should have waited to open my ginger. I could have done a crisp, cold opening.
Okay, first, I have a serious question for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
What pack are you going to be in? If you had to choose a pack, are you the Strategos, the Deimos, the Kryptos, the Phylax? Like, what are you going to be?
I knew you were going to ask this shit. And I really don't. I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
I already know.
I see
I
you
need
in,
to
like,
think about it.
I see you in, like, the Phylax, like the Guardians.
Me?
I can see that.
I kind of see that, yeah. Yeah.
As your guardian baby.
Look at you're literally being a mother right now. You're a guardian. Yeah.
I definitely would not be Strategos or Deimos.
No, I don't think that you would be that.
No.
What do you guys think I would be? Actually, instead of telling you what I want to be, you guys choose for me. I chose for Cass.
I feel like you'd be Deimos.
Madison's.
Yeah, I agree.
Really?
Yeah. 100%.
Thanks, guys. I'm 5'2", but if you're over 6'1", I'll beat your ass.
Yeah, you would definitely be Deimos.
I think Madison would be Kryptos, like the Shadow mm-hmm. Walker and the Spies.
Yeah.
I think that would be you for sure.
Yeah.
Be tall,
fun
but
fact,
she in.
In college, my sorority did superlatives. I don't know who picked the superlatives, but for whatever reason, mine
I'm sorry,
was
they did a what to you?
Superlatives. Like, you know how in high school it's like most successful, best dressed.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I ever knew what like that was actually called.
So superlatives. But they picked like very niche ones. So my superlative, I think it was sophomore year of college, they said most likely to be a spy. I'm like, okay.
Interesting.
So there you go.
Agreed.
Maybe I'm
what
just very Asriel-coded and I didn't know it.
So Madison's a Kryptos, I'm a Deimos, and then Cass is a Phylax. Beautiful.
I'm just going to let you know who the main cast is. So first we have our homegirl, Maren Cooper, who I personally like. I know that there's some differing opinions, and we can get into that later, but I was kind of vibing with her. If you don't know, if you don't know, you sure will know that she does, in fact, have a sister named Sayla, and she is going to find her sister. Like, that was my only beef, is that, like, we get it. I support you wanting to find your sister, but that could be a drinking game. How many times Maren says, I got to go find Sayla?
The Shayla part, yeah.
Sayla?
My Shayla!
My Shayla! I got to go find my Shayla! I want to get a direwolf for my Shayla.
My Shayla. Wow, we heard that she has a sister a lot, and I actually don't remember her name.
Her name is Sayla. I'm surprised you haven't learned that. What? If you don't know, Marin does, in fact, have a little sister named Sayla. She was taken by the Nabbers in the very beginning. Where she is, we don't know yet. One thing I love about her character, and I'm so sad that it got booted very early, is I like that she created like a self-defense class for the children in her village.
Yes,
I ate that up.
I'm assuming that they're still doing it, right? Like, I'd assume that her mentor is
sure. Igor is. Lee's yeah. not.
I feel like Igor would not give that up.
Right, correct. Yeah. Lee's not doing anything.
Lee's lying is what he's doing. But,
he's lying. Listen, we're gonna get there. Let me live in my delusion.
I'm not letting you cook for nothing. We're gonna get right to it in a minute.
We're cooking.
Yeah,
you're making Luke upset. He's like, wait a minute, Lee might be okay.
No, he's not. He knows.
You guys jump, bust out the jumper cables because I'm about to start some shit.
Yeah.
He's like, I like Lee.
I know. I like Lee too, Luca. Next, we have Mother. Mother, I don't think we ever got her name.
She's
we don't. What?
She's sick.
Yeah.
She so we sick. Think.
I'm sick. Allegedly has dementia. To me, it seems like she has Alzheimer's. As someone who used to care for a family member with Alzheimer's, that is my reading. Because even like, I want to say before Marin enlisted, she did have one lucid moment and then had a sundown moment and then got aggressive. And Lee was like, you good? And she's like, yeah, no, I'm good. But yeah, to me, it's giving Alzheimer's.
Yeah, that bipolar flip definitely comes with Alzheimer's dementia, because my great-grandma got it, and she was never mean, never cussed, ever, even when she was mad. And as soon as she got it, she was cussing, and she was so mean and yelling all the time. Yeah. So I can see how you think that. It gives, like, that flip of a switch vibe.
Even,
but
like,
really,
at one
it's,
point,
like, not that, though, right? Like, we're all on the same page that it is something else.
It's
not, like, not medical. It's more magical.
I just think, like, if we had to relate it to a real world thing, I would say it's like real world Alzheimer's or just some form of dementia. And then we have Father, where he is. Oh, no. I'm going to speculate that he's alive, because I think Marin just said that he was lost in war.
Mm-hmm.
But is he really lost? Like, I'm still betting that Violet's dad, I think he's somewhere.
For reference, we did switch to Fourth Wing.
Yeah, I was really confused for a second.
In that
I was
sentence,
like, who the fuck
for our
Violet?
Listeners. We switched
my
to Fourth Wing.
But now we're back. That was it.
Now
I'll stop.
We're back.
Because so now,
like, hold on, hold on.
Now we're going to talk about my second favorite blonde man, Killian. I kind of saw that
I'm
coming.
I'm not calling him that.
Killie.
I'm not going to call him dad, even if there's a fire.
I don't.
Have you read Light Lark yet?
I have not. I have the book.
She would love Oro.
Killian, Killian gave me Oro vibes in the beginning, but then I learned that I chose wrong with that blonde boy. So I, in my head, am now refusing to choose any blonde boy who seems
just
like
mad.
He might be good.
Correct.
Give a little, he's like perfect, and then he gives a little fuck up, and then you're like, it's okay, you can get over it. No, I'm not getting over it this time, actually. I'm not getting over it because I think I'm choosing wrong again. Anyways.
You have to save it for discussion.
I can't.
You have to.
So let me out.
Okay, go ahead.
I have the talking ginger ale. So Killian, we know him as Lee in the very beginning, but then we found out he's the crown prince. I figured he had to be something more than that. Like, at first I was like, what if he's the king? But then Marin's like, oh, there's the king. I'm like, oh, so it's not him. And then I think she says she's heard of Killian, but no one's ever seen him. So I'm like, Killian, Lee, Killian. I'm like,
oh girl,
it's Lee.
You're smart. I didn't see it coming. I was like, what the actual fuck?
She said like no one's ever seen the prince. I'm like, it's Lee.
No, even like when she was describing him, I was like, am I supposed to know this motherfucker? Who is this? And then I was like, oh, I thought that Lee would just die.
But as of right now, he's fine. And I really need him.
He stays fine.
I really need him to not be a Tamlin or a bad guy, because the little hopeless romantic in me always falls for the first person. Even Tamlin, I was like, I know I'm supposed to hate him, but right now he's kind of cool. So that's how I am with Killian right now. I really need him to not be a bad guy or be a secret vamp, because I could kind of see that. Because especially since Marin...
A secret vamp?
Because
are you going to hate him?
Because I could... I will be heartbroken. But I could see it because Marin is like, hey, whenever I leave, because you're Lee, I need you to find Sayla. And even like as Killian, he's still finding things out. And sometimes with him and giving her information about the Nabbers and whatnot, I'm just like, I don't know. I want him to be a good guy, not bad guy. If anything,
I think he'll be a good guy.
If anything, be a Dane Atos. Like, be crap and then be okay. Or be like a, well, no, Kale's actually kind of trash in very beginning. Don't be as far as Kale. If Killian's a bad guy, I'm going to cry. I'm like literally waiting for the, wait, so Han's the bad guy? I can see him being a Prince Hans. I'm like, don't do that.
You're already a prince, bro. Relax.
If I had a nickel for every time I fell for a prince, I have two nickels, which isn't a lot, but it's weird it happened twice.
My man.
It's Stark.
My man.
Who I was
I'm just
thinking,
kidding. I don't Tony think he's Stark. My man. That's
okay, because at first I was like, because I have ever seen Game of Thrones? No, but I also know that there's a Stark character there because I think it's the House of Stark. But,
oh, is there?
Yeah, but I'm like,
yeah, the Marvel. Family's last name is
Tony Stark.
No, I have not watched Game of Thrones either.
I did.
I have feeling that he's probably going to be Meryn's actually love interest. But we have Stark. Yeah. He's your broody, dark hair guy. Mm. So I think we all know where this is going. But
could
I won't
be a choose.
I was about to say, I won't be mad if we take a little trip to Paris.
I like the alphabet.
But yeah, we have Stark and then Meryn's wolf Anasa, which loved her, but at first I was like, bruh, we can talk about her later. But
oh yeah, she is mom energy. I'm obsessed with her.
A few honorable mentions, we have Isabel and Venna, who are the twins, and they pop up a lot. They're kind of like Meryn's besties. And then we have Tommenson, who at first I was like, you're not gonna be important, but I'm like, anytime you give me a sassy redhead, I love it.
You know, like, that's fair.
He kind of gives me Carrion vibes. I'm like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Every time they bring him up, I'm like, who are you again? There's just a lot of characters. I just try to remember the core.
Yeah, the core. That's why he's an honorable mention. And we also have Henry, because Henry's the other commoner. And he's just very sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And yes.
That's
I
all.
Do like him.
That's all, the more you know.
Okay, all right, let's do this. I am ready. Question one. So her sister is taken from the Nabbers, so she joins the army.
Yeah, I have a lot of beef with Meryn. And
That's not where I was going with this.
I know, but I just want to say I do like, here's something I do like about her. I do like that she comes from a background where she was already trained how to fight and defend herself. It's not like one of those FMCs where they're like absolutely poor, nothing, knows nothing, just trying to survive. And then all of a sudden they show up and they're like the most powerful thing in the whole wide world. So I do like that she does have that background built in. There's a lot of things I don't like about her. But I do like that. My question is, though, why does she jump straight to the army?
Yeah, even I'll say that wasn't the brightest move.
So the only thing, I tried to connect it, right? I tried to make it make sense in my head because they don't have a lot of money where they are. No one knows where these children are going. No one is really helping, right? These kids are just disappearing. And they're assuming, right, that it is like the vampires that are taking them. Right. Mm-hmm. And where are they? They are at the front because there is a battle between territories between them and the vampires. Mm-hmm. So I guess if she was like trying to play detective and be like, where would they have taken her? It's to the front, but she cannot afford to go to the front. So how is she supposed to get there besides a way of joining the military who will literally pack her ass up and deliver her right to the front lines? And she can fight and she is good at, you know, she could be in war, right? If I'm just trying to go through her thought process, right? So she's like, okay, if I'm good at fighting, like if I join the military, they'll put me a one-way ticket there. And then I can then go and find her because that's probably where she has been taken if she's alive. So I do get it. I just at first I was like, it's just not what I would have done.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I don't think there's like, hello, police. Hello, FBI. Like my sister, my Shayla, she gone, you know, I don't know. Thoughts.
I feel like with her joining the army, I also just felt it kind of reminded me of college where whenever you're trying to take a class and they're like, oh, this class isn't offered out this semester, but if you wait like a semester and a half, then you can take it. It's like, oh, you're joining the army? Cool. So the only like infantry that you can join is actually the Direbound infantry. So like that's all you get. Because I know, like, that wasn't her original plan.
Right. And they don't tell anybody when it's happening because they don't want people to, like, freak out. Right. So it just happened to be
Which
when
I found
she joined.
That weird.
But if it didn't, then what's...
I know.
Then the story would not, like... I know.
Well, if you also think about it, they are all terrified of the Direbound.
Mm-hmm.
Like, of any of them. Like, Stark right. comes through, right? And everybody's terrified of this wolf. And they think they're, like, mm-hmm. these terrible bad people. Because they don't know anything about them. So right. then if they're like, oh, okay, well, if you want to register, go ahead. But like this month, we're recruiting for the Direbound. Nobody. They would have to draft people, literally.
Literally
like,
against
like,
your
come
will.
Die. Come on. So
yeah, I mean, they're fucking huge.
I mm-hmm. would love a dire
huge
wolf.
Huge wolves.
IRL. That'd be so fun.
But dude.
I agree.
Put me in, coach. I love dogs.
Yeah, I wouldn't survive if I had to do the
oh,
test.
Oh, I wouldn't survive in any fantasy world. If I'm being
My
honest,
talk to
I like to
that
think
I would.
I wouldn't. Mm-mm.
I think I would. I think I'd live a little bit.
No,
I would survive
wouldn't.
More in a fairy tale fantasy land than I would in the apocalypse here on Earth.
Mm, true. Because I'm like, in a fantasy world, if I can find my mate, I'm solid. I'm like, that kid's got my back.
Are you my mate? Hello, are you my mate? Someone teach me how to wield a sword. I'm set. Actually, you know, I feel like I'd be an archer girl. I feel like I'd be like bow and arrow kind of shit.
Whenever we play D&D, I always pick archery. See? I never pick like swords or knives.
Archery.
See, I feel like
Fire
if I had
archery.
To do a weapon, I would do knives.
Oh, I can see you. Daggers.
Yeah.
Yes. See, I think we'd all survive. I have faith in us. Yes. Okay. I understand not liking Marin like... First thing. But also, hear me out. Are we more judgmental of her because we are in magic land? Yes, right? There's like dire wolves and shit that we bond to. She is not fae. She is not whatever. She is literally just a young woman.
She's just a girl.
She's literally just a girl.
No. She
Would
just
you act
school.
Differently if you were in that situation?
Wouldn't fucking complain 24/7 about being... bound to a dire wolf. Okay, here's what annoys me about her. Okay.
Lay it down. Tell us. I'm ready.
Chapter 28. Okay, we read till 29. Chapter 28 is where I kind of start to be okay with her because she finally goes to talk to Anasa and gets her foot out of her mouth and sits down and tries to understand what the fuck she's in now. Because the whole time, she knows at this point, she is bound. And she wants to survive, right? Because she needs to get to her sister. But when you're bound, if one of you dies, the other one dies, right? You're fucking stuck with this bitch for life, okay? So you might as well learn how the world works instead of just complaining about it. Because she thinks she knows everything. That's what annoys me. She acts like she knows everything and doesn't want to be a part of it still, which I get. It kind of was like a bond forced on her because she was like, no, 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 I don't want this. At this point, you're stuck. Mm-hmm. So start figuring out what you're going to do. What annoys me is that she's always like, I don't want to be here. And then she always throws a fit when she's like, oh, so won't help me. Fine, that stupid bitch. I'll just do it by myself. I hate her. I can do it myself. That's not helping you. You really think that bitch wants to bond to you if you're just going to keep acting like that? Okay, first off. Second off, like I said, she acts like she hates the place the whole time. But the other thing is that she doesn't try to find any friends or even learn about how their social mannerisms are, or about the
they're
lore.
They're all fucking each other.
Or about the...
To be
no,
fair.
Like, you could be talking to, like, Isabel and them about the lore or the history or understand things more instead of just being like, oh, my God, I can't believe they're doing that. I'm going to go my own. That's what makes me mad. Yeah. Because you know at this point you're stuck, right? It's either you die or you do it. And you don't want to die. So maybe you should at least start to figure things out. She just makes it harder for herself. And I think that's what drives me nuts about FMCs like that.
It's like, what are your thoughts on Marin?
I don't know.
I hear you. I can see Madison's like gears turning.
I like Marin. There's just some things, like, again, you could make a drinking game with how many times she says, I'm doing it for Sayla. I gotta find Sayla.
Yeah.
So like that, I get it. Or in the very beginning where the twins are like, oh, we have to get ready for the viewing or whatnot. And she was like, I have nothing to wear because I'm poor. Like that, I also feel like is repetitive. Like Anasa, it took a while for her to grow on me because she did force the bond. Because was it Lee who said that, like, if you say like, I don't want that, then they don't bond you? I forgot who told her that.
That, yes. But here's my question, because if that is true,
which I don't think it is, and I want that lore.
In the book, it says that she spots her, okay? A direwolf who stands apart, her silver fur gleaming in the dim light. She's unlike all the other wolves. She, as in Marin, takes a step towards her before realizing what she's doing. That's and nice. Then she freezes because Anasa turns and locks eyes with her.
I think that was her unintentionally consenting.
Mm-hmm. Because as soon as she does that, then Anasa gets up and comes over. Yes. Whereas before, she was like just laying there looking around.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. So I think she unintentionally gave her consent and then was like, just kidding. No. Yeah, but
she did
you know
say
what?
No, but
you can change time about wanting tea. If someone says yes to tea and then no to tea, you don't serve them tea.
You know what? I don't think
also,
the wolves
we're talking about
care.
Dogs.
I don't think the wolves care.
The wolves don't care.
Well, the wolves are going to get Title IX'd.
I see it as... It took me a second. That's fair. I see it more as a like mother-daughter relationship in a way. Like I think that Marin is like a toddler in Anasa's eyes. Anasa's like, I know what that girl needs. I know what that girl wants. And then Marin's like, man, I'm mad all the time. I'm gonna throw a fit. And Anasa's like, okay, you can throw a fit. And when you're done, we'll continue. Right? Like she like baby parents her all the time. Like take, for example, like running down the hill, right? Mm. So she has to fucking run down this giant mountain because she like couldn't communicate with her wolf and she got an attitude and she was like, and it was giving like, you can walk if you're going to have an attitude. You can get out of the car if you're going to act that way. You can walk. You can stay home, right? So like, I think I see, and I think that's why I bond with Anasa so much is because I'm like, Mama Anasa, yes.
I like Anasa a lot.
I like Anasa now. It just took a while.
I think if Marin was not who she is, it wouldn't have been like that from the start. But she didn't care to put in the work to learn about how the bond works or any of that. Because as soon as she starts learning how the bond works, then she's like, oh, well, wait a second.
Cool.
Hold on. And then all of a sudden their bond kind of works here and there.
Yeah.
For glimpses.
But if you're
until she goes and talks to her.
Once they figure it out, they're like, this is actually really easy and really fun. Here we go. And you're like, that's right, baby. It's not like I didn't tell you. I'm so glad you had this idea all on your own.
Also, isn't she like the oldest, maybe not the oldest, but one of the wolves
like,
that has been there
for
the
longest time? Yeah,
like
well over 100 years old and she's never bonded before.
Yeah. So, of course, she's going to have most knowledge in brain or, you know, like, ancient.
Ancient thoughts. Tell us.
Yeah.
Another part that I did get annoyed at Anasa for, it's just because I'm a Gillian girly. But after chapter 26, which I love a bathtub scene. It's just so cute and I love it. But literally the next day, walls up. And Marin's like, bro, what the heck? And I was like, Anasa, I swear to the gods, if you and Killian and Marin, because like that's not your mate, don't talk to me.
But then she says she already knows who her mate is. She's known her mate
yes,
for
later
a very
on.
Long time.
Yeah, and I wonder who it's going to be.
She doesn't. I think I fucking know who it's
going
to
be. But I am so glad that they said just because your wolf has a mate does not mean that, like, you have to be with that person.
All right. So I think that we're all like in our opinions on Marin, right? And Anasa. I think they are what they are. I would like to see what our opinions are at the end of the book and if they change with her growth. Because it seems at chapter 29, everyone's starting to lean a different direction, right?
So I'd be interested to see where everyone's at by the end.
Mm-hmm. Madison, do you want to go first and tell us your thoughts on Lee? I'm not calling him Killian. I'm not doing it.
My sweet angel baby boy. That's probably going to betray me and stab me in the back.
I literally already did, but that's okay.
Wait. Hold on. Are you talking about because he lied about his name?
About his name? Yeah. That's all you think he lied about was his name?
Listen, like, I kind of...
What the fuck what you call it?
Madison's into Lululand. She got those rose-colored glasses.
Yes.
Literally.
Listen, I was vibing with Lee, and then we met Killian. But she was already mad. And I'm like, hold on.
You know they're the same person, right?
I can't with your face.
She didn't even give him a chance. I was like, hold on. Like, can we just have an adult conversation? And like, maybe he has a reason. And like, let's let's just talk.
I'm literally crying
because
right now.
I like him, and he's very nice. He still looks after her mom. He's actively trying to find her Shayla. Mm-hmm. And he's very nice. We did get a few very, very nice spicy chapters that I was vibing with. I like Lee. Until he stabs me in the back, I love him. I don't take the... That's like... So, like, big spoiler for Throne of Glass. If you have not read Throne of Glass...
Spoiler alert.
Earmuffs until I take my hands off. So,
2, 1.
Like, to me, that's like being mad at Selena for not telling people, like, oh, by the way, I'm actually Aelin Ash over Galathinius, in case you didn't know. So, like, for Lee to just lie about, like...
I don't agree.
Okay, fine.
I think. Hold on. I have the talking Diet Coke. I get that. I get that reference. I think I get it. Right. Because there was a lot going on there. However, I don't totally understand why he didn't just tell her. And I get maybe it's because, like, she lives in a lower class than he does. But it doesn't seem like his dad is super set on, like, you have to marry royalty. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the normal royalty line. Like, you have to marry royalty. You have to do this. And we're going to have a betrothed. Like, he told his dad, hey, I'm seeing this, like, a dire-bound girl or whatever.
A Rabond.
That's right. I'm seeing, like, this Rabond. Yeah. And his dad's like, okay, sounds great.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't care. So I just don't understand the need thoroughly to lie like he did.
I think if it was more of like a fling feeling, I wouldn't have cared as much. But like, he is like talking about wanting to move in with her. And like,
yeah, we see you.
Like saying I love you and wanting to be with her forever. So it felt like a full commitment. But that's a pretty big thing to just hide. Or, and he could be like, oh, yeah, well, I have the resources to find your sister without you doing this. Or I have the resources to, like, look into the Nabbers more. But he doesn't care to talk about that until closer.
So another Throne of Glass, it's more of an Easter egg. But, like, also another thing for me is, like, I feel like we don't know much about his dad other than he's a piece of trash who just thrives on violence. And he controls the wolves with his weird sword, which I also don't like. But technically, in Assassin's Blade, whenever Selena is at the fight club watching Sam, Dorne and Kale show up. They're incognito, but they're there. And as we know, Dorne's dad, also piece of trash. So maybe it was like not safe for him to dilly-dally. Or just like even with One Dark Window, where that king, also piece of trash. But Elm dilly dally.
Yeah, fair. I think Anasa does not like the king.
Who does?
I don't think anybody should really like the king.
So I want to, if we all, I think we all have shared our feelings on Lee.
I mean, I guess.
I'd like to see, again, if they change. Yeah. Do you feel like you need to share more hate for him?
No, I think I just want to say that he gives me Oro vibes. And I think that's why I also can't get myself to fully trust her like him. Like in the beginning, I definitely did. I was like, oh, I like him. But then Stark shows up and it isn't like when Grimm shows up. And it's not like Rhysand when Rhysand shows up. It's like,
right.
He is, you know who I picture him as the entire time? Which is really funny. Ronnie Radke from Falling in Reverse with his long hair. Anytime they talk about Stark, that's all that comes to mind is like an asshole with a big direwolf. And I'm like,
no. Yeah.
And he hasn't shown, well, he has a little bit, but like in the very beginning and quite of the way through, he doesn't show any kind of glimpse or moment where you're like, he's kind of into her, besides just like being pissed at her and
there
upset.
Was one moment
there as you get farther in, yes, but like in the very beginning, yeah. I was like, oh, yeah. Either this dude is just gonna be an asshole
the whole time,
or he is going to end up that way.
Do you think that he knows about Lee? Do we think that he knows that they're dating?
I don't think anyone knows, because they've been kind of keeping
always
it
watching
all under.
Her
always yes. watching Kwasowski.
In the beginning, I felt was more like he hated her. And he wanted her to die because she showed weakness and she wasn't bonding well.
Right.
And then the switch happens, I feel like.
I want us to take a vote right
that
here.
Way, but.
Also, quick shout out to Aegith for being passive, aggressively supportive, kind of, sort of. She's like, I also don't like you, but like, do better. And, like, yeah, I kind of support you, but
that's
you
fair.
Suck.
I want to take a vote right here. Do we think that Stark knew or knows, as of this point forward, if they are dating? Yes or no?
I don't think so right now.
Negative ghostwriter.
I don't think so right now.
All right.
I feel like he's going to find out, or one of the professors is probably going to find out first, because they be doing their little... back and forth.
I mean, she has to walk through this like weird ass tunnel to even get to his
room. I don't think anybody's gonna get caught.
Okay. All right. Speaking of walking in, I 100% thought that like when Lee left Meryn, like, and her naked ass in the dark, someone else Stark was going to be the one who ended up coming back into the room. But then I had to remember that I wasn't reading a dark romance.
I was also waiting for a shoe to drop.
Yeah, I was like, it's not Lee. It's not Lee. It's Stark. And then she's like, Lin Lee. And I was like, oh, wait, this is a fantasy. This is a romantasy. Mm-hmm. This is not dark romance. This is not stalker. Mm-hmm. I've just been reading a lot of dark romance lately. So I'm like, he's been stalking her this whole time.
I was like, either something's going to happen and ruin the moment, or compared to other romances I read, I was like, something's going to get involved, whether it's wax or ice. I don't know, but she's about to feel something.
Something.
I like whipped and chained. I definitely... do think that Stark's direwolf is Anasa's mate.
100%.
I feel like that's a fair fantasy guess.
I feel like Stark is secretly underneath a toucher and die kind of guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
I think Killian could too
if he really wanted.
If he really wanted to, but I think he only 60% wants to.
Mm-hmm.
The other 40% has a job to do as a prince.
Yeah, I think that's what's it's gonna be the Oro trope.
I don't think he's gonna stand in the way.
Okay.
Say it with your ginger ale.
I will say this with my whole ginger ale, because Killian does have a kind of like a little bit of a toucher and die moment, like indirectly in chapter 25, whenever they're questioning the Nabber and they're torturing him. And as soon as he brought out those pliers, I'm like, no, what those are for? This ain't my first rodeo.
I did like that.
I supported that. Yeah.
Madison and I have been reading a lot of dark romance lately. We are
because homeboy was like, you know what? We're just going to stick in nails. And once we run out of nails, we're going to move on to the toes. I'm like, right on.
I hate gore. I can't watch it. I can't read it. It makes my skin crawl. I physically shiver every time. I had a really hard time.
I also shivered.
I know, but at the beginning of this book, I had a really hard time.
I think that you have the right reaction, Cass. I think that Madison and I are the anonymous.
Yeah. Okay, to be fair, if they would have touched the eyeball, I would have got the ick. I cannot do any. If I ever torture somebody, their eyeballs are safe.
Then don't I'll never read touch Butcher them. And Blackbird then. Because that's literally Sloane's thing, is taking people's eyeballs.
Hey, why you gotta touch the eyeballs?
I don't know. But I was fine with the ice cream thing. Only thing that like, everyone was like, the ice cream? I'm like, I'm kind of okay.
No, I can't. I can't do it. Everything else, I'm fine. And, like, pulling off fingernails, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Stop talking about it. The nails okay, really got me.
Right. Okay, final thought before we wrap up. And this is a... Oh, to if you listen to our previous book club for One Dark Window, where there was a sleepwalking scene. Okay, if I had a nickel for every time somebody sleepwalked in a fantasy book, I would have 2 nickels. And it's not a lot, but it's kind of weird that it happened twice.
That we picked
Thank
2 books
Thank you for listening
happens.
To the Goddess Girls.
Yeah.
Like right now, I was like, hold on. I've seen this before. We're sleepwalking.
I think I've seen this film before. And I didn't like the ending.
I didn't like the ending because it was scary. Okay, Luca, are you ready? Repeat after me. You say, thank you for listening to the Goodish Book Club. Please like and subscribe to our channel for more Goodish updates.
Bye-bye.
Good job, buddy. Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.